Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Nice night for the Mercer County School District, their 2020 Hall of Fame class. And among those inductees this year, Jill Dennison Henry. And her roots are in Mercer County, going to Westmer. And those roots are still in Mercer County. You decided to stay here and be a productive citizen and have a productive business. But I guess you can kind of go back to where it all started for you, right? And I'm sure there's some people that impacted your life and the decisions you made to say, hey, I want to stay here and I want to start a business here. What about that?
Yeah, I love Mercer County. I really haven't lived anywhere else other than to go to college. But really, Westmer is the reason I do what I do today. Career Day. Mr. Jinx came for a career day and I went, thought he was an interesting guy. And then Mr. Henderson, when we were in eighth grade, had a death and dying unit and we toured the funeral home. And from then on, I said, that's what I was going to do. So then I was able to go work for Mr. Jinx in high school and things just kind of went from there, worked there for years and was able to purchase the funeral homes when the time came.
Did you purchase that from him?
No, in the meantime, it was his son-in-law, Dwight.
Oh, Swartz. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So what age were you when that happened? You remember?
Eighth grade. Yep.
And wow, that's amazing.
Yep.
So you do that. It's one thing to say I'm going to dream about it. It's another thing to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I went home and told Mom. I'm like, I'm going to be a funeral director. You know, I love that guy. And she's like, you know, whatever. But yeah, when I turned 16 and was able to drive, he let me start working there so I could drive myself there to help with visitations, funerals. So it all kind of started eighth grade.
Yeah. All right. And then you've expanded your business and we've done some stories on it. So give us an update of what you're from the funeral home business. You've segued and I think added a service that was desperately needed in this region of the state.
Yeah, we just November of 19 opened Western Illinois Pet Cremation. It's kind of a different owners. My husband and I and Randy and Chris Morrison own the pet crematory, but kind of goes hand in hand with the funeral home. And it's taken off a lot faster than we anticipated it. I mean, we've served a lot of pet families and things are going really good. So we think we're providing a great service that was very needed in this area.
All right. So how closely do you still follow all the track stuff? You still a big fan of that and follow like the Golden Eagle box scores and results and stuff like that? And you say, man, I could throw that disc as far as you probably say that to your nephew. I could throw that disc as farther than you, boy.
I can.
I mean, you're still engaged in following the sport.
Yeah. Even when Westmer and Aledo were separate, I would go and help the track team, and I'll still go now and help. Usually my brother Brian's the weight throwing coach at Mercer County now, so usually I'll come and help the discus throwers. That was my stronger of the two, so I'll go and help the kids now. And so yeah, I watch. I still hold the school records, so the school records have held up for like 28 years.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll see a girl and I'm like, oh, you know, she might beat my record this year. And but so far it's held. But yeah, Laura Mindock and I went back and forth all the time,
yeah.
You know, and I look at like what they're doing at state now and what they're doing at track meets now. And I'm like, Laura and I would still, I mean, just be
yeah
so much, you know, ahead of what the girls are doing now. So, but one of these days,
yeah.
I know there'll be a girl at Mercer County that'll break the records.
All right. Well, it's great to visit with Jill Dennison Henry, 2020 Mercer County High School Hall of Fame inductee. And I want to make sure, did I miss anything or there is anything you needed to add to our conversation? Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I appreciate everything that WRMJ does for the Hall of Fame and you, just sports in the whole area.
Well, I appreciate that. And again, a great class here in 2020. Good to see and share those memories with people like Josh Fordyce and Jeanette Neal, and also visiting with Margot Price as well. Just a lot of fun. And, of course, Jill Dennison Henry here as well. 2020 Mercer County High School Hall of Fame coverage on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.